Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights, from backyard jams to sold-out arenas. There's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniel's and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, December 5th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I hope you all had a good Thursday. It's crazy. It's Friday already. It's crazy. This game is almost here. When that game against the Bears ended, it felt like it was going to be an eternity until the Eagles played. Well, that eternity is almost here because we just got the weekend in our way. We can all enjoy the weekend. I'm going to see A Christmas Story, the play. That's going to be pretty exciting. I love Christmas. I actually used to be an actor. I used to be in fire prevention plays back in the day. Two-time best actor in those, by the way. No big deal to me. But I'm excited to see it. I'm sure you're all excited to have the weekend off. And then we just got to kill most of Monday until the Eagles are back in our lives. I guess for better or worse, because there was more bad news for the Eagles on Thursday. So we got a lot to get into on this pod. We're going to talk about some of the stuff Nick Sirianni had to say. Jason Kelsey was on the WIP morning show, and I thought I had some interesting comments on two of the topics we've all been talking about this week. And then let's start to preview this game with previewing the Eagles lines against the Chargers lines. And the Eagles line certainly took a hit on Thursday when it was announced that Jalen Carter had a procedure or surgery, whatever you want to say, on both of his shoulders and is not going to play on Monday night against the Chargers and is week to week. So at this point, not good news. Now we do have an emergency pod in the feed with all my thoughts on this, just go on and on really about everything this means for the team, for Jalen Carter, for his contract, who needs to step up, what it means for the offense, for Jalen, all those things. So we got emergency feed for you in the feed. An emergency pod in the feed for you on the Jalen Carter news. So let's get started with where we always do, with what is on the schedule for today. And today is kind of the Eagles Thursday because yesterday was kind of their Wednesday. They're going to be practicing on Saturday tomorrow. But for today, practice begins at 2:15. That's when we'll have all the tweets about who's out there, who's not. And then at 4:20, the locker room opens up. So pretty regular day. We won't hear from Nick. We won't hear from Jalen. We won't hear from any of the coordinators. We'll see what players we end up hearing from. But yeah, 2:15 practice begins, 4:20, the locker room opens. The injury report. As mentioned, Jalen Carter out week to week with a procedure on both shoulders. Like I said, there is an emergency pod in the feed if you want to hear, you know, my long thoughts on it. But the first thing, you know, quick thing I would say for all you loyal Go Birds Daily listeners is it's not good. Obviously not good. Not good. And I think it really impacts a team in two ways. One, everyone on the defensive line now has to step it up a notch, right? Moro Jomo gets to go from being the number two defensive tackle that isn't often doubled to the guy that they're going to focus on now. So how does that impact him? And that means Jordan Davis has to take a step up. Byron Young is going to play more. Ty Robinson might have to be active. So definitely a hit to the defensive tackle spot, but also it's a hit to the defense in general, which means it's a hit to the offense because they need it. All year, the offense has talked about they got to pull their weight. They don't want to keep winning games just because of the defense. They want to contribute. Well, here's the chance. Primetime, Monday night, season somewhat on the line. Go out and win the game, offense. And I'll say that with Jalen, too. Like, go put your Superman cape on, Jalen. Earlier this year, when they had lost two in a row, they went to Minnesota. Tough defense, tons of pressure. Jalen turned in a perfect passer rating, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, 326 yards, and saved the season. He's got to do it again Monday night. So obviously Jalen Carter being out, a big blow to the defense, and it puts more pressure on the offense. So like I said, emergency pod in the feed if you want to hear more of my thoughts on that before Go Birds Radio, where me and James, of course, will be talking about it. But other injury report news, no Lane Johnson at practice on Thursday as expected. Xavier Gibson was practicing. He, of course, injured his shoulder on that fumble that, you know, certainly didn't help the Eagles in that Cowboys game. And Marcus Epps was back at practice as his practice window is open. We'll see what they do in terms of opening a roster spot for him. Jalen Carter is not been placed on IR yet, so it's possible that's a roster spot. AJ Dillon's roster spot is out there, or Xavier Gibson. Like, if Britton Covey is going to be the kick returner, maybe it's Xavier Gibson that gets the cut. So we'll see what they do, but outside of missing their best offensive lineman and best defensive lineman, actually pretty healthy at practice on Thursday. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Outside of that, the book drive. Thank you to everybody that has made donations. Got a few more donations yesterday. Really, really appreciate everyone that has taken the time to do that. We are, of course, working with Treehouse Books, a nonprofit in North Philadelphia that works to get the books into the hands of local children. It is important for kids to be on the fourth grade reading level when they're at fourth grade. It's a good indication of future success. So they work to get books into the hands of local children and help them, you know, fall in love with reading, as our good buddy James certainly does. He loves reading. I like reading. I just like reading sports articles and tweets and things like that. But I should get back into reading more, to be honest. I should find times. So if you have any book suggestions, let me know. But of course, if you make a donation, you could win a Zach Bond signed football or get a t-shirt from Dwani Soraya, hoping to have that that design soon. So thank you to everybody that has donated, and let's keep working. And, you know, hopefully there's a bunch more weeks until this thing comes to an end. Okay, let's get into some of what Nick Sirianni had to say on Thursday as he spoke to the media for the first time since his Monday press conference, but also for the first time as Charger Week begins. And certainly a lot has happened since then. Hard Knocks went on, which I know feels like the smallest news in the world, but there was that. The Kevin Petullo stuff happened. Obviously, endless speculation about his job. I will say that Jalen Carter news came out after Nick Sirianni spoke. So we now spoke to Vic Fangio and Nick Sirianni without being able to ask about Jalen Carter, even though his surgery was on Monday. So interesting timing on the release of that news. But Nick Sirianni did speak about a bunch of different things. And one thing I wanted to ask him about was how he deals with outside noise. Because as you know, I've been very, the Kevin Petullo press conference was impactful on me. Like watching how it seems he's dealing with the outside pressure and outside noise. I think a key for the Eagles the remainder of this season is going to be, how do they deal with the situation around them? Fans really mad at the offense, high expectations, the fear of a collapse, the fear of what a collapse could do to different people's jobs, to different players on the roster. Like, there is a ton of pressure on a team that is coming off of a Super Bowl. And I know there's always pressure on great teams, but it does feel like when you play in Philadelphia, when you have the expectations the Eagles have, there is another level of dealing with it. I mean, Eagles fans and Eagles media don't get to say they're the best in the world and then not acknowledge the counterpart of that. Like, I think the Eagles beat is the best in the NFL. But the flip side of that is the Eagles deal with media coverage that other teams don't have to deal with. I think Eagles fans are the most emotional, best fans in the NFL. And the flip side of that is there's a lot of tension when things are mad. So this is nothing new to Nick Sirianni. It's certainly something he has dealt with throughout his career in 2021, you know, his initial press conference, 2023, the collapse, the beginning of 2024, like pretty much every year there's something he has to deal with. So I asked Nick about what he's learned in regards to dealing with pressure and navigating a team when maybe from the outside looking in, it feels like the world is collapsing around them. So here's what Nick had to say.
In the episode of Hard Knocks, you were quoted during practice, like, joking that the sky's falling on the outside. I was wondering what you learned during your time here about navigating the team when maybe from the outside there's a lot of, like, anger with losses and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, obviously we get angry when we lose. And there are so many different things that can grab your attention. And your job and your focus has to be on where you are and really, to be quite frank, the best thing to do is be able to block everything out. I know that's not necessarily the reality of our world with social media, with, you know, how much we have access to, you know, everything like that. But, you know, it is being able to block it out as much as you can. You know, for me, I don't focus on anything other than what's happening in this building. It's not good for me if I read it. It's not good. And I say that in both when you're winning and when you're losing. It's not good for me to read, you know, any of your tweets, any of a fan's tweets, any of a, I don't even know if it's called tweets, but any article in anything, like, because all that can do, and so I'm able to do that and grow up in, like, the social media world. And so I'm able to do that and just stay locked in. And, but I also understand that it's the world we live in. So, but your job is to be able to, if you let anything steal your focus, or your joy or anything away from your attention of what you need to do that week, like, every little thing that takes your attention away is one little less thing that you have to give towards the game that you're playing. And, you know, and there's obviously other things that we have responsibilities for, our families, right? You know, our faith, our football. I mean, that's how I live, faith, family, football. And so you try to stay locked into those things and truly be locked in on where you are. And that's my message consistently. And I know that if I'm not doing it, then how do I expect them to?
You know, I'm not going to blame them for not reading my tweets. My tweets can be very annoying at times. That being said, I think he probably does. They would not shock me. But regardless, I do think that the key to the rest of this season will be how they handle it. I think if the Eagles can keep it together emotionally, if Nick can keep the team on track, they are good enough to still make a push. And look, maybe I'm going down with the ship again. I know I said I wouldn't do it like in 2023, and maybe that's what's happening. And Monday night is going to be a big indication of that. If they can come out on Monday night and play really well, get some positive things going. Now they have the Jalen Carter news to deal with, coming off two straight losses. They need some good news. They need a feel good game for the team. But yeah, I think that, you know, there's things they need to work on the field. The penalties, the running game's not good, the offensive line, Jalen needs to play better. But I still think if this team can just keep the right attitude and not collapse, then they can make a run. But in 2023, they turned on each other internally. People had questions about the coaching, the players weren't getting along, and that played into them falling apart. So Nick has said, he said this earlier in the week, that he has very clear lessons he learned from 2023. He wasn't going to share them with us, obviously, but we're going to find out, because he says, you know, it's about maintaining focus. It's about turning off social media. It's about not listening to things. Well, I don't know if everyone in the building is doing that right now, because I get the sense a lot of players are very aware of what people are saying of them, coaches as well. And how is that going to impact them the rest of the season? We're going to find out starting on Monday. But I really do think a key to this season is how they can band together, and if the culture of the team is strong enough to withstand it. Jordan Mailata said earlier this week on the Jordan Mailata show that the culture is going to be tested, and we'll see how they respond. The other thing I thought was funny in there was Nick said he lives by faith, family, and football. For some reason, that reminded me of like Wedding Crashers when the brothers are playing football. Like, Nick is such a stereotypical football guy. It's really funny. But yeah, faith, family, football, that is Nick. Like, he is a religious football guy that loves his family. And we'll see if he can keep the team together. Now, part of keeping the team together is obviously executing on the field. And one thing they have surprisingly struggled with executing this year is the tush push. So Nick Sirianni was asked about the tush push, the struggles that they've had this year with it, teams adjusting to them. And here's what he had to say.
Nick, after the last game, Jalen mentioned that it's getting harder and harder to run the push play. Do you agree with that? And how do you go about trying to protect and save a play that's been so useful for you guys?
Yeah, just like kind of we do with anything. Like, they adjust, you adjust. You try to make compliments off of it as many as you can to make them keep them honest. All the different things that you do to help. It's, you know, I know it's a unique play that gets a lot of attention and a lot of talk. But you handle it the very same way. You still teach the fundamentals the same way you would in an inside zone, or and the adjustments that come off of that, and the, you know, the things that the defense is doing and how you can kind of combat that.
So you are seeing teams play the tush push a different way than normal. We are seeing, first of all, the Eagles have gone from only one person or two people pushing to one person. We have seen teams really start to rip at the ball at Jalen. They're bringing guys off the edge. They're trying to take out the pusher. Like, you've seen people go at Goddard, try to get him down. You've seen, again, guys like come out and try to rip the ball from Jalen. Obviously, that worked last week against Chicago. It almost worked against the Giants, where the play was, let's be honest, like blown dead, probably a little soon. But what I do think Nick is correct about is the tush push is just like any other football play, where teams are going to adjust to stop it. Like, I'm sure there were certain specific running plays the Eagles ran last year that teams focused on stopping that specific look, that specific personnel, and how they could stop that. The Eagles then had to adjust off of what teams were doing to that look to do counters off of it. You've seen the Eagles already start to do that this year with the tush push. You know, running fake tush pushes. We saw the shovel play in the Tampa game that they used, I believe it was twice in that game, and I think they used it one more time. So they've tried to start doing different short yardage goal line things. But in a season where it feels like nothing has gone right, now they are 8-4, but in a season where it feels like they can't get going, it is kind of symbolic that a play that was viewed as a sure thing is not working. You know, you've heard me say this, but the 2017 team was amazing for a lot of reasons, but they executed so crisp towards the end. The Philly special is a complicated play to run. They ran it to perfection. The Eagles struggling with the tush push this year, I think, speaks to the overall problem, which is last year they were executing at a high level, and this year they're not. And so a play that was viewed as automatic, a play that was viewed as so automatic, they tried to get it taken out of the sport, has not been as effective this year. I think it's impacted coaching because, you know, at times they're not as confident in going with the tush push. Remember against the Cowboys, 3rd-and-2, you potentially tush push that, see how close you can get for 4th down and maybe you make that decision. I mean, they could even get 2 yards on that, frankly. So I do think losing the tush push, not losing it, but not being able to run it as effectively has definitely had an impact on the team. All right, so another thing Nick said that I thought was interesting was Nick was asked about the Chargers. Actually, the first question of the press conference. I would guess not many times this year has Nick Sirianni had a press conference where the first question was about the opposing team. But Nick was asked about the Chargers, what he likes about them, what he sees on offense and defense. And here's some things. Here's what he had to say.
What have you seen from this Chargers team on tape, both offensively and defensively?
Yeah, They play with good fundamentals, play really hard, got good players, well-coached, a lot of respect for this team and the players and coaches that they have. Worked with Marcus Brady before. I know how good of a coach he is. Nick Hardwick played for us when I was with the Chargers. He was an outstanding football mind. And an outstanding player. So, and obviously Coach Harbaugh has been a highly successful coach at, you know, every different area and every different place that he's ever been. So I have a lot of respect.
So obviously he's going to speak in generalities. He's not going to sit up there and go, we think the left guard is a real weakness and, you know, their passing game is good, but with Herbert, like, he's not going to say that. But I do think it was very telling. And if you want to wonder, like, what Nick values as a head coach, I think in those things, Nick is just trying to compliment the Chargers. Like, his goal is just to compliment the Chargers. And, you know, it's almost like if you're asked to compliment somebody and you think that being funny is a really important trait, you would go, oh, what do you think of that person? Oh, they're the best. They're so funny, right? Like, it's the first thing that comes to your mind to kind of compliment somebody is what you value. And if you listen to that, the first two things Nick mentions are fundamentals and playing hard. He does say they're coached well. I didn't take that as a scheme thing, but I think it's very interesting he didn't mention like scheme. He didn't mention play design. He didn't mention creativity. When Nick was trying to compliment the Chargers, he mentioned fundamentals and playing hard. And I believe that is what Nick truly values. So it's a small thing, but I thought it was telling in terms of what Nick thinks believes when wins football games. Not enunciating that correctly. I just thought that was a small thing, but I wanted to play it because I thought that it was interesting. Some other audio I wanted to play for you guys was Jason Kelce, who is on the WIP morning show on Thursday morning. Sorry, the days just, I get so thrown off when the days get pushed back because of Monday night game. I don't know if you guys are like that, but I get very thrown off when that happens. But Jason Kelce was on the WIP morning show and talked about two things we've really been talking about, but I wanted to share his perspective on them. So here's Jason Kelce when asked about how important it is for Jalen Hurts to run in the offense.
Is it time for him to get back to that? Because, I mean, one thing I think is very evident, he is not as good and they are not as good when he's not running more.
I think, this is always something that you're wrestling with the quarterback in particular, because you want to preserve him for the longevity of the season.
Yeah.
But it's an unquestioned advantage to be able to do quarterback runs. And I mean, we remember the Wildcat system in Miami with Ronnie Brown and all those guys and how much it messed up defenses. And, you know, this is a guy that can actually throw it and be a running back at times. I think I would like to see them do more runs. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to see that last week, too. I think that it will keep defenses honest even more so. So when you do not, when you're just doing a regular tailback run, those will be more effective. You get such better angles. The numbers are better. It makes life easy. It's almost like cheating. And it's been a big reason why the Eagles have been successful on the ground game throughout Hurts' tenure. I mean, we've been one of the best rushing teams in the league throughout that time. And a lot of this, Jalen has never gotten enough credit for it. And we're seeing it this year. As that has pulled back, it has become very, very hard. Those spaces shrink down. The ends don't honor it as much. You know, Chicago keeps the ends honest by doing bootlegs and things like that, right? We used to keep it honest with the reads and the threat that all of a sudden we could do a quarterback design run. You can't just chase this thing down. Yeah. And that's what you're looking for on the other run plays. How do we protect them? And a quarterback run is a great way to protect those, as well as develop explosives.
It helps the passing. And look, the bottom line is it helps the running back run better.
Yeah.
It helps the quarterback run better. It helps the quarterback pass better.
For sure.
It does.
Bottom line is I know Jalen Hurts wants to win football games. And I think that if that came down to the offense being better with him running a couple times more, I think he would do it. I think most of the times when the quarterback's running less, it's coaches' decisions to try and prevent injury, right? The whole Jackson Dart thing that's happening up in New York right now, it's a mess.
It is.
Because this kid is chaotic. It's fun to watch, but he's a lunatic. Like, just step out of bounds, buddy. Like, what are we doing? I think that Jalen, when he runs, is usually a lot smarter than that, and he's been really good at it. And I think the offense needs it. It can be a great jolt and a jump start, and these guys need some confidence. That can be a great way to do it.
So I've made my feelings clear on this. I agree. Like, it is important to the offense when Jalen runs. It's last year why I thought he deserved credit for the offense overall, like how much he helped Saquon in the running game. Now, obviously, I think the passing game not being great is a big part of it. Like, if they could throw the ball better, then Jalen needing to run wouldn't be as important. But because they can't throw the ball at a high level, then the running game is crucial. And Jalen needs to play his part in that being better. So I agree. Now the question is, will we see him do it in the games that matter? Like, Monday night's an important game. And it's in a dome. It's inside, like, no weather. It could be a game where Jalen could really take off and run. So we will see if he ends up doing it. But I thought Kelsey's perspective on that was interesting. The other thing I wanted to play was Jason Kelsey talking about the idea of the offensive scheme kind of versus execution. And here's what Kelsey had to say.
I've always, when I played, wondered what it would be like to play in a Shanahan, McVay, Ben Johnson-like system where there's all these motions and things that improve angles and mess up the defense and take advantage of offensive linemen's athleticism. Like, I always wanted to experience that while also being very happy in Philadelphia. I will say this. That stuff is really, really good until the scheme isn't working. And this is where I kind of go back and forth. Like, when that scheme is functioning, it's overwhelming. And when the scheme isn't functioning, a lot of times those teams just fall flat. And I do think there's a reason, while there has been a lot of great offensive coaches that have come from the Shanahan tree and the McVay trees, not a lot of those has transitioned into Super Bowls. And I think that if you look at the teams that have won Super Bowls over the last decade, most of them have been West Coast offenses that are pretty much grounded in a lot of the Bill Walsh and Andy Reid like lineages or pro-style offenses. And I think part of that is, like, the scheme can be great, but it's going to be really hard to win a Super Bowl with the coach out-scheming. At the end of the day, most of the Super Bowls are won with quarterbacks and players on the field. Teams that operate out of drop-back pass more tend to win Super Bowls more because drop-back pass is more important in close games and at end-of-game situations. And that's why I think the West Coast offense, while it's not as ridiculously interesting as some of the Shanahan principles and things, I think it probably translates when you have great players into more success at the end of the day.
I mean, again, much like the Jalen thing, you know where I fall on this, but I think I wanted to play different for perspectives for you. But like you said, the scheme can be great, but it's going to be really hard to win a Super Bowl with the coach out scheming. At the end of the day, most of the Super Bowls are won with quarterbacks and players on the field. He's right. That's why Jalen is the best quarterback in franchise history, because he won a Super Bowl and has been to two and has helped his team win a ton. The reason we value players like Jason Kelce is because of the play on the field and how crucial they were to helping this team win a ton of games. That's not absolving the coaches. The coaches still need to put them in good places to make plays, and the coaches still need help with detail, making sure they're not sloppy. But Jason is right. Ultimately, most Super Bowls are won because of the players and the quarterback, not so much amazing schemes that carry teams all the way. Coaches are important, but the scheme is not really what carries a team all the way. It's being physical, it's executing, and it's getting great quarterback play. And right now, the Eagles are not doing any of those things well enough. All right, finally, one more Nick Sirianni thing, but I wanted to give our guy, Jordan Mailata, a shout out. And I say our guy because now that he's on the Jordan Mailata show that I host every week with Spike Eskin, Monday nights, WIP, but also in the feed. You know, I know we're supposed to be not biased in this field, and I'm supposed to objectively look at the team, but when it comes to Jordan, like, it's tough to do. Jordan's my guy. We spend the time together. I want him to do well. So Jordan Mailata was nominated for the 2025 Eagles Walter Payton Man of the Year award, and that is one player from each team is nominated every year, and this year it is Jordan Mailata. And anybody that knows Jordan Mailata knows why he was nominated for this. Great guy, always in the community, always doing things, always I see him interact with so many fans off the field at Chickie's on Monday night. He's become a leader of the team. He talks every time, pretty much, right? Like, it is important to him to speak as a leader. And we know he's not having a great year on the field. We know it. He'll tell you that. Not having the year he wants. But off the field, he certainly deserves some praise. So as the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award nominee, he has a chance to win that award. And how can he win it? Well, one way is through social media. So NFL writes, and this is how he can win, quote, "Fans are once again encouraged to participate in Nationwide's annual charity challenge, a social media and online contest that allows fans to show support for their favorite Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year club winner. Eagles fans can vote for Mailata on X by posting hashtag WPMOY challenge with his last name or his X handle." So there you go. We talk so much on Twitter about on this pod about Eagles Twitter. And I can tell you from looking around, like, there is no fan base that has more active Twitter users than the Eagles. It's insane how active all you guys are and how much you care, right? So let's put that to good. Let's win Jordan Mailata the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. We can do it. Like, all you got to do is tweet it. So wanted to put that out there. Tweet it, get him a vote. If all the Go Birds listeners that would be a huge step in the right direction towards him winning this award that I think we all want to see him win. So congrats to Jordan on being nominated, and let's do our part to get him that award. All right, on the other side, let's start to preview a game that is obviously a very, very important one, and that is the Eagles-Chargers Monday night, a game they really, really, really have to win. So that'll be on the other side, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists. Pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
So,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just when we were talking about Jason Kelce, you know, and he was talking about you're not going to scheme your way to a Super Bowl, essentially. You know, I said that the way you win the Super Bowl is being detailed, is by being physical and getting great quarterback play. Well, being physical and detailed to an extent, but being physical starts at the line of scrimmage. In this past Friday against the Bears, so a week from today, a week ago today, which is crazy, it's already been a week, the Eagles were not the more physical team, and they got out physical at the line of scrimmage in both ways, both their defensive line versus the Bears' offensive line and their offensive line versus the Bears' defensive line. That was more so in the running game, not so much in the pass protection game. But they get a chance now in prime time to go out and prove that they can be a physical unit that can dominate games. Now, obviously, losing Jalen Carter is a big time loss in trying to do that. But they still are going to have players out there that I believe can win in this matchup. So today we're going to start previewing the Eagles Chargers game by previewing the lines. Look at the Eagles offensive line versus the Chargers defensive line and the Chargers offensive line versus the Eagles. How easy, I could never do this. The Eagles offensive line versus the Chargers defensive line and the Chargers offensive line versus the Eagles defensive line. It's way harder than you think to say that straight. It's like a tongue twister or whatever. But let's start with the Eagles defensive line versus the Chargers offensive line. And first, let's take a look at the Chargers offensive line, which has really been in a unit that has struggled for him this year. And as a result, they have one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL from a production standpoint. They've allowed the second most pressures allowed this season. They've allowed 159 pressures. Pro Football Focus has them ranked as the third worst pass blocking unit in terms of efficiency, and that, or sorry, it's not ranked that. They're statistically the third worst pass blocking unit in terms of efficiency, and they are ranked 30th in pass blocking. So that's subjective, but the first two are not. Most pressures allowed and pass blocking efficiency. So from a pass blocking perspective, they have not been good. And then in terms of run blocking, they are 12th in the league in rushing yards per attempt. So they are a better run blocking unit than they are a pass blocking unit. But regardless, they're not a great offensive line. And again, that's mostly because of injuries. They have had quite the year when it comes to their tackles and staying healthy. Rashawn Slater, who was going to be their left tackle, he's out for the year. Joe Ault, who was then going to be their left tackle, is out for the year. They then tried to move to Austin DeClulis. That's probably not how you pronounce it. My apology. He was benched. They went to Trevor Penning, who was benched. And now they go back to someone that they'd started before in Jameer Sailor. So they just don't have a very good offensive line. Then you look at the rest of their line. Zion Johnson is their left guard. Bradley Bozeman is their center. Mekhi Becton, everyone's old friend, is the right guard. And right tackle Trey Pipkins is not that good either. So at the left tackle, like I said, they're going back to Jameer Sailor, who started for them 14 games as a rookie at left tackle during the 2022 season, and since then has not started. But they went back to him last week against the Raiders, and he had a good game, and he graded out well in that game. So we'll see if, you know, this is, they found lightning in the bottle. But regardless, that left tackle spot is a weak point for the Chargers offensive line, and that puts the pressure on Nolan Smith, Brandon Graham, and Jalix Hunt to go out there and to dominate that matchup. Like, the better of the two tackles on the field, and he's not even a great tackle though, is Trey Pipkins. He's their right tackle, and again, not a good tackle. 57th in Pro Football Focus blocking among tackles, 27 pressures allowed this season. He's also missed time due to injury. If he were to leave the game, Bobby Hart seems like he is their top backup there. So they've not gotten good play from the right tackle spot, but he's just better than the left tackle. So Jalen Phillips versus Pipkins is a big matchup. You want him to win that one after coming off a bad game against Chicago. But that left tackle spot is really where the Eagles can pounce, and that is Nolan Smith, Brandon Graham, and Jalix Hunt. They predominantly line up on the right side now, Nolan getting more and more snaps and working his way back into football shape. But the tackles versus the Eagles' edges should be a matchup that they're able to win. Now, obviously, getting to Justin Herbert is super important, but it's even more important, assuming it's Justin Herbert, which it seems like it will be, but it's even more important because he's playing with a broken hand. So if you can get to him, the ball security is not going to be good. It's going to be hard for him. It's going to be hard for him to grip the football. And so getting to him, swiping at that ball, not saying swipe at his hand, but whenever you're swiping, like, you know, swipe in the direction and try to knock the ball out. So getting to him, making him step up in the pocket is going to be key. Now, if Jalen Carter was playing in this game, I would sit here and say they have the advantage and the interior as well, because left guard Zion Johnson, not that good. 19 pressures allowed this season. Bradley Bozeman, one of the worst centers in the NFL from a pass blocking perspective. And then Mekhi Becton has not had a good year with the Chargers. You know, it's funny how last year he definitely had a good year with the Eagles. He didn't grade out that well. He did allow a lot of pressures, but he still played pretty well. This year, 15 pressures allowed so far. So you look at the interior of that line, 19 by Zion Johnson, 17 by Bradley Bozeman, 15 by Mekhi Becton. You add that all up, and, you know, I do math quickly on the pod, that's 39 plus 4 plus 5 is 44 plus, yeah, whatever it is, right? It's a lot of pressures. It's roughly 51 pressures. So they have allowed a lot of pressure up the middle on Justin Herbert. And without Jalen Carter there, now the pressure goes to Moro Jomo, Jordan Davis, Byron Young, Ty Robinson. Like, they have a matchup on the interior that they can win. And they're going to have to win it, because if you give time to Justin Herbert in the pocket, the Chargers have good receivers, and they're going up against a banged up Eagles secondary with obviously Andrew McCuba not playing and potentially Marcus Epps starting in place of Sidney Brown. So getting pressure up the middle is going to be key. Getting pressure on the edges is always key. And I think they can do it. Like, even without Jalen Carter, I think they have such a matchup advantage on the outside that it'll help the guys in the middle. We'll see how Moro Jomo deals with double teams. We'll see how Jordan Davis can do single covered or single blocked, I guess is a better way to put it. But I give the Eagles defensive line the advantage against the Chargers. I give the Eagles defensive line the advantage against the Chargers offensive line. Now let's look at the Chargers pass rush. So the Chargers don't have a great pass rush. They are eighth in the league in sacks, but they're 27th in hurries, 24th in quarterback hits, and they are 19th in snaps with a pressure. So they are, again, average to below average, which is a lot of things the Chargers are. They're either average, slightly above it, or slightly below it. They're just a middle of the pack team. So snaps with the pressure, 19th in the NFL. And you know, they're not great against the run either. They are 24th in the league and in rushing yards per attempt allowed. They're averaging 4.5 yards per attempt allowed. So the Eagles should be able to run against them. Now, we know that when it comes to run blocking, the Eagles' offensive line has not been good this year. I do think they have been good as a pass blocking unit recently. And that's good because the Chargers have some pretty good edge rushers. They really have three guys that they need to worry about. And that's Tuli Tuipulotu. He has 52 pressures, 10 sacks, 8 hits, 34 hurries. He plays both sides. More so on the left. So I do think you'll see him more against Fred Johnson this week. And that's a tough matchup. Fred Johnson, you know, obviously a new starter. I know he started the pass. It's not his first start of the season, but he's a backup player, and Tuipulotu is their best edge rusher. So that'll be key. We'll see if the Eagles put extra guys on that side. We'll see if they leave in a blocker to chip there. But Fred Johnson versus Tuipulotu, a key matchup. The other side, and again, they both alternate. So Mailata will see Tuipulotu as well. But Odefi Owu, 27 pressures, 4 sacks, 7 hits, 16 hurries. He was with Baltimore his whole career, but he's now on the Chargers. 55 pressures in 2024, 54 in 2023, 43 in 2022, and 49 in 2021. So a very, very good player as well. He plays left and right side, so Fred Johnson and Mailata will both see him. And I think they're going to take turns trying to tee off on Fred Johnson. We'll see how he can respond to that. But the edges is a tough matchup for these Eagles tackles. Khalil Mack, also still a pretty good player. 52 pressures last year, 22 pressures so far this year, 5 sacks. He's a very good third edge for sure. So their edges versus the Eagles tackles, I think, is an advantage. And Bud Dupree, he'll play a decent amount, 17 pressures, plays more on the right side. So Mailata will see him quite a bit, but it's really those first three guys that are the main ones. Now, the good news for the Eagles is that the Chargers defensive tackles are not good pass rushing defensive tackles. Jamiri Caldwell has 11 pressures. The top, Tier Tart has 11 pressures. Deshaun Hand has 13. Justin Igobe, I think is how you pronounce it, 16 pressures on the season. So they just don't have good pass rushing defensive tackle. So the interior of the Eagles offensive line should be able to win. And hopefully if they do, you don't have to leave Saquon in the pocket in case of pressure coming up the middle. You know, you can really focus on the edges there. So that'll be a key matchup in this game. The Chargers pass rush on the edges versus the Eagles tackle. So I would probably give the edge to the Chargers defensive line at this point, just because I am worried about that matchup on the edges. And it'll be up to Jalen to deal with the pressure well. I don't think he did it against Chicago. And if he runs, this is a good time to do it, because he could have pressure coming his way. So I'll give the Chargers defensive line the edge against the Eagles offensive line. I think they'll get pressure on the edge. And I also think, you know, I'll believe the Eagles are going to run the ball when I see it. And then I'll give the advantage to the Eagles defensive line versus the Chargers offensive line. So that'll do it for today's podcast. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. Until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and
see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.